We're talking with Nick at Superior Outfitters, and we covered the panfish, but let's switch over and talk walleye and pike fishing. They buying anything specific from you?
It's 50-50 on suckers and shiners. Most guys are actually buying both. The large pike suckers, and then the medium goldens, which are pretty big themselves.
And are you going to stock up extra? I know that the Lake Independence tournament's coming up, not this weekend, but the following weekend. Are you going to be, you know, fully loaded for that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll get a fresh shipment in on Thursday to prepare for it.
Now, what about any of the other river fishing? I mean, we were expecting it to take a little bit of a dip with this colder weather, but I still got a couple people telling me they're getting browns and steelhead.
Yeah, most of the guys that I've talked to are, you know, hooking up with at least one or two steelhead in an afternoon trip, so that's not bad.
No, for January and early February, that's great. I'll take that anytime.
Yep.
Are you here? Are you still hearing the old waxy on a jiggy under a float?
Yeah, that's been doing better than spawn, but definitely worth trying spawn too.
I did have a buddy of mine who said he did very well on a single egg. He actually had one cured egg on a hook, and he did really well on that. I think it was Saturday morning.
Yeah, a lot of guys will do that instead of beads. Actually, just got some eggs in for that.
Really?
Yeah, I had quite a few guys looking for it. You know, it's hard to cure an egg to that point where it's just perfect to mold on a small hook.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up ordering some.
Okay. What do they run, and how many do you get?
It's, you know, a large jar for $7. It'll last you a season.
Okay.
You know, you don't go through them because they don't milk out much.
Right, right. Yeah, they're kind of firm, obviously, if you're cured, so.
Yep.
Well, is there anything else you could tell us at this point that's going on that we haven't talked about yet?
Oh, let's see. I got some more automatic fishermen's in. Those have been selling out of here, so I got a bunch more of those for anyone that wants to try one.
What do they run?
$50.
Do they seem to be durable?
Very durable.
Okay.
And when you look at it, there's not really anything to break, but they do come with a warranty, actually, a 20-year warranty.
Yeah, I know those are made right down in Wisconsin, so they're fairly local. I might try to get a hold of them, just see what's going on with that product, because I am hearing about those all over the UP now. A lot of folks replacing their beaver dams with automatic fishermen.
Yep, it's a good idea to add one to the spread and just see, you know, for a lot of kinds of fishing, it's definitely better than tip-ups.
Yeah, I heard they're really good for light-biting fish, trout, panfish, that kind of thing.
Yep, trout and crappie are definitely good uses for them, and walleye too.
Well, Nick, I really appreciate your time today.
All right. Have a good day, Adam.
Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette on The Outdoor Show.